Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses diverse national security related issues with top of police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. Centre asks states and union territories to make snake bite cases a notifiable disease. Swearing-in ceremony of newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra to take place on Thursday. Cyclone Fanjal makes landfall at Tamil Nadu coast, disrupts normal life in coastal areas of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen and PV Sindhu storm into singles final of Syed Modi India International Tournament in Lucknow. Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also moves to women's doubles final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today discussed diverse national security-related issues with top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies, attending the second day of the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar. The Prime Minister also discussed various operational and infrastructural related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cyber crime, Maoist menace and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, as well as counter-terrorism strategies, also came up for debate and deliberations today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who inaugurated the conference yesterday, was also present during the discussion, along with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Union Home Secretary Gobind Mohan. The Directors General and Inspectors General of Police of different states and union territories presented a roadmap of their respective states and union territories for tackling challenges relating to crime control and law and order management. The Prime Minister, who arrived in Bhubaneswar last evening, will also attend the conference tomorrow on its last day. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said the centre is focusing on aligning academic education with industrial demand to create greater employment opportunities for Indian youth. Addressing the second convocation of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya, the country's first logistics university in Vadodara, the minister expressed confidence that the university will be among the top 10 universities in the country within the next 5 years.
Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya ko ek world-class infrastructure mile, uske liye 5 project ek saath chal rahe. High-speed corporation ka training institute bana hai, wo bhi Gati Shakti mein merge ho jaye. Aisa campus banayenge कि जो कैंपस आने वाले कई वर्षों तक के लिए हमारे छात्रों का रिक्वायरमेंट पूरा करे कि आने वाले 5 वर्षों के अंदर अंदर गति शक्ति विश्वविद्यालय किसी भी रैंकिंग में टॉप 10 में आएगा.
Mr. Vaishnav lauded the university's efforts in creating industry ready manpower not only in the logistics sector but also in various emerging fields such as semiconductors and town planning. He also announced plans to merge the National High-Speed Rail Training Institute with Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya. 239 students from various streams were awarded degrees at the convocation. Union Minister Vaishnav, who was on a one-day visit to Gujarat, also visited the Bullet Train Track Slab Manufacturing Facility at KIM in Surat and reviewed its operations. Talking to media at KIM, Mr. Vaishnav said that in the coming years, this facility will prove extremely beneficial to various future construction projects in the country.
Ek highly specialized factory banayi gayi hai track ke slab ke liye. ये स्लैब जापानीज स्टैंडर्ड्स से बनते हैं और एकदम प्रिसीजन इसमें सारा मेजरमेंट होता है. देश में आने वाले समय में जो कंस्ट्रक्शन के प्रोजेक्ट्स होंगे उसमें भी इस प्रोजेक्ट के अनुभव का लाभ मिलेगा.
यूनियन फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन हैंडेड ओवर सैंक्शन लेटर्स एंड लोन्स वर्थ ओवर 1121 करोड़ रुपीज to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program today. The program was organized at Janjarpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. Earlier, the finance minister held discussions with women members of self-help groups, especially Jivika Didi, who were exhibiting their products, including agri products.
Maniya Pradhan Mantri Ji, ek baat bolte hain. Lakhpati Didi, har gaon mein hona chahiye. Uske liye bank ke dwara jitne bhi kaam karna chahiye, aap kariye. Har SHG group ke liye, mahila ko unke karyakram banane ke liye paisa bhi dete hain, unko training bhi dete hain.
The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $98 million loan agreement to improve horticulture farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials. This will enhance crop yield, quality and resilience to climate impact. The loan agreement for Building India's Clean Plant Programme was signed by Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs and Officer in Charge of ADB's India Resident Mission. According to the Finance Ministry, the project supports the Atmanirbhar Clean Plant Programme, which strengthens plant health management. The project will also help farmers in adapting to climate change by addressing the impact of rising temperatures on pests and diseases. The Union Health Ministry has asked states and union territories to make snake bite cases and deaths a notifiable disease under the relevant provisions of the State Public Health Act or other applicable legislation. In a letter to the Principal Secretary and Additional Chief Secretary Health of all states and UTs, Union Health Secretary Punyasalil Srivastav emphasized that snake bites are a significant public health concern. She highlighted that snake bites can cause mortality, morbidity and disability, particularly among farmers and tribal populations. A report.
A notifiable disease is a disease that is required to be reported to public health authorities when it is diagnosed. The goal of this is to monitor, control and prevent the spread of diseases and to implement measures to protect public health. To address the issue of snake bites, Health Ministry has launched the National Action Plan for Prevention and Control of Snake Bite and Venoming by 2030 in consultation with relevant ministries and stakeholders. The objective of this action plan is to halve the snake bite-related deaths by 2030. One of the key objectives under this plan is to monitor snake bite cases and deaths across the country. The mandatory notification of all snake bite cases and deaths is crucial to strengthen snake bite surveillance. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called upon the youth to pledge to make India a developed nation and contribute towards nation building. Addressing an event in Faridabad, the Lok Sabha Speaker said India has emerged as a major power in solving global challenges today. Mr. Birla said the country now has an incredible identity in the world. He said it is the strength of democracy that the country is setting new records in every field in the 21st century.
देशों के अंदर भी भारत का नौजवानों का ही सामर्थ्य है उस देश के अंदर भी चाहे टेक्नोलॉजी हो चाहे प्रोफेशनल कोर्सेज हो हर इनोवेशन हो हर विषय के अंदर भारत का नौजवान ही उस देश के विकास में योगदान दे रहा है और इसीलिए 21वीं सदी भारत की होगी.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. The oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on the 5th of December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Talking to media, BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony.
माननीय पंतप्रधान नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में महाराष्ट्र में महायुति को ऐतिहासिक विजय मिला है महायुति को मिला है और महायुति सरकार का शपथ ग्रहण समारोह माननीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी के उपस्थिति में मुंबई के आजाद मैदान पर 5 दिसंबर को 5 बजे होगा.
The Mahayuti coalition comprising the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction of the Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, secured 230 out of the 280 88 seats in the recently held assembly polls. The BJP emerged as the single largest party with a record 132 seats, while the Ekanath Shinde-led Shiv Sena won 57 seats and the Ajit Pawar-led NCP secured 41. Cyclone Fingal, prevailing over the southwest Bay of Bengal, made its landfall on the coast of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry this evening. The process of the landfall began between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry at around 5:30 p.m. According to Balachandran, regional head of the Met Department, the cyclone is moving with a wind speed of 70 to 80 kilometers per hour and gusting up to 90 kilometers per hour tonight. According to the Indian National Centre for Ocean Information Services, heavy rain and high waves rising up to 3 to 4 metres are likely to occur along the coast of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh. Rain is likely to continue till 3rd December. More from our correspondent.
Rains have affected the normal life of people living in the coastal districts of North Tamil Nadu. Air services have been suspended till 4 a.m. tomorrow. State government buses have been routed through the airport to transport the stranded passengers. Suburban train services have been hit due to waterlogging in the tracks. The timings of more than 10 regular trains have been changed or curtailed up to nearby safer railway stations. People living in low-lying areas have been shifted to safety in more than 2,000 camps. Water levels in reservoirs are increasing. District authorities have been asked to monitor and take appropriate action on releasing surplus water. Joy, reporting from Akashvani, Chennai.
The cyclone has brought torrential rains and strong winds to Puducherry, disrupting daily life. Heavy rainfall for over 3 hours has left roads and low-lying areas waterlogged, forcing vehicles to wade through the inundation. Power outages have been reported in several areas. Residents have been urged to remain indoors. Authorities are monitoring the situation closely. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the Constitution's guiding principle has to emanate from the preamble, which is a great unifying force and helps a larger democracy make the boldest of decisions. The Vice President said this while addressing the special session of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly in Itanagar today. In Nagaland, the much-anticipated Hornbill Festival 2024 is set to begin tomorrow, marking a significant milestone as it celebrates its silver jubilee. Our correspondent reports this year's edition promises to be even more special, drawing greater global attention and excitement.
Excitement is building across the street of Nagaland as the state prepares to host the Grand Hornbill Festival, aptly dubbed the Festival of Festivals, at the Naga Heritage Kisama, a picturesque venue located about 12 kilometers from the state capital Kohima. The 25th edition of this iconic cultural event will kick off with a star-studded inaugural ceremony. Ambassador to India from the four country partners, Wales, Japan, Peru and the USA, will be the honored guest during the ceremony. Adding a touch of musical brilliance to the occasion, Oscar-winning composer Dr. A.R. Rahman will also be in attendance. The opening ceremony will feature an impressive of around 800 performers, showcasing a rich blend of traditional Naga culture, music and dance. For Akashvani News, Asunyo from Kohima.
In the Syed Modi India International Badminton Tournament, top Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles final in Lucknow. In the semi-final, Sen outclassed Japan's Shogo Ogawa 21-8-21-14. Lakshya will take on Singapore's Jia Heng Jason Tay in the title clash. Earlier, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu advanced to the women's singles final. In another event, the Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand Pulela also moved to the women's doubles final. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses diverse national security-related issues with top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. Sent our states and union territories to make snakebite cases a notifiable disease. Swearing-in ceremony of newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra to take place on Thursday. Cyclone Fingal makes landfall at Tamil Nadu coast, disrupts normal life in coastal areas of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen and PV Sindhu storm into singles final of Syed Modi India International Tournament in Lucknow. Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also moves to women's doubles final. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.